The next morning, Evelyn slept in. Though she heard the eggs cackling, smelled the bacon smoking on the fire. She was so tired she even tarried in bed past the doorbell ringing. Then Miss George's shrill voice and high laughter. Finally, she heard her own name. She shot up, stuck her ear to the door, but couldn't make out the conversation. Just a few smatterings of words here and there.
Nice looking. And about an hour. And I kept an eye out to make sure.
Evelyn couldn't hear any of her mother's responses, but it didn't matter. As she dressed, her late-night excitement faded into the dull certainty that whatever magic had been sparked on that swing had been snuffed out in her mother's sitting room this morning. Her father hadn't been home, but he would be in a matter of minutes. And there was no question her mother would repeat what she'd heard. Her father would storm in her room and forbid her from even thinking about Renard again. And she'd go on attending classes at Dillard, coming home at night, and barely fending off her loneliness, which was rising above her head. Still, she didn't feel sad, just settled in her new understanding that this was life, and she had been foolish to expect much else. As she was about to head to the kitchen for any scraps Ruby had left behind, her sister walked in their room with a sneaky smirk on her face and two biscuits in her hand.
So,
she plopped on her made-up bed and threw a pillow at Evelyn's chest.
You didn't tell me you had a visitor last night.
And as she said the word night, the pillow bounced off Evelyn and hit the floor.
You're keeping secrets now, huh? Or trying to? You know, Ruby always finds out in the end.
She sang the last part of the sentence.
This time it only took 12 hours.
Evelyn smiled back, but she was afraid. She lowered her voice.
You had a bad time last night. I didn't want to pour salt on the wound.
Ruby didn't answer for a little while. She just played with a thread hanging from the end of her apple red skirt. Sometimes when she was in a bad mood, Evelyn would volunteer to sew any of her clothes.